Lift your hands and receive the invasion of His glory. Father, thank you for your glory that is here this morning. In all our locations, everywhere around the world. Let that glory invade someone's life. Let that glory change somebody's story. And I say in the name of Jesus, you scream glory. And place your hands on your head and pray in the spirit for just 2 minutes. Father, let your glory invade here. Let your glory change somebody's story. Let your glory swallow up a reproach. Let your glory bring a defense. Let your glory bring judgment. Are you ready? In the name of Jesus! In Jesus' precious name,
amen.
With your hands and give Him the praise. I believe that God has touched somebody. He has done something new in your life, and you will never remain the same. Give Him a bigger clap and a bigger shout of praise. Please be seated. I sense a very, very drastic dimension of God's glory upon our church and upon the services this year. I'd like you to be ready for them in the name of Jesus. Very, very quickly, I want to speak on the subject maximizing the new season. Maximizing the new season. This message was meant to have come earlier in the year, precisely the crossover to prepare us for the new year. But we got overwhelmed with several of the events that happened that night and from then till now. And so it is coming not too late, because we are still at the beginning of the new season. Isaiah chapter 42 verse 9 all the way to verse 10. Isaiah 42 9 to 10. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing unto the Lord a new song and His praise from the end of the earth. Ye that go down to the sea and all that is there in the isles and the inhabitants thereof. The Lord bless His word in Jesus' name. Our objective in this message is to understand what to do to maximize the new season. In this case, we are looking at a new year that we have just stepped into. By way of introduction, three things are important to note. Number one, that we serve the God of times and seasons. He's the God of times and seasons. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and in verse 1. The Bible says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. We serve the God of times and seasons. Number two, we also serve the God of new things. Behold, I do a new thing, and I'll tell you before it springs forth. We just read it in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 9 to 10. So we serve the God of times and seasons, and we also serve the God of new things. Now, what's the connection? That's number three. New seasons come with new things. New seasons come with new things, with new possibilities, new seasons.
In Psalm 19, verse 1 to verse 2, the Bible said, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night sheweth knowledge. We left a season, stepped into a new season, a new year. And the God of new things has new things in store for us in this season. The question is, how do I maximize the new season Number one, approach every new season with appreciation. Approach the new season with appreciation. Psalm 103, verse 1 to verse 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his soul. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Approach the new season with appreciation. Appreciation for what? First, appreciation for his goodness in the past season. Everything that we saw that was good, including the gift of life, we just read that in Psalm 103, verse 1 to 5. Forget not his benefits. Appreciation for his goodness in the past season, in the past year. Secondly, it's appreciation for the possibilities in the new season. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or imagine. So there are possibilities loaded in the new season. Ephesians 3 and in verse 20. The possibilities of the new season. And thirdly, is appreciation for the perfection of all things. Psalm 138 verse 8, the Lord will perfect all that concerns you. So, Father, I thank you for the season, for the last year, the 2024. And I thank you for the things you have in store for me in this year. And I thank you because you will perfect all that concerns me. Is that right? So this is foundational. There are people who approach a new season with murmuring and complaining. There are people who ruin the year before the year started. By so much complaining, so much grumbling, so much murmuring about what happened last year or what never happened. We approach the new season with appreciation. Number two, completely hand over the new season into his hands. Hand over the new season into his hands. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, all the way to verse 6. The Bible said, the Lord, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. In all thy ways acknowledge him. Hand over completely. Why is this important? Number one, nothing gets out of hand from the hands of God.
nothing. You can't put a thing in the hands of God and it went out of hand. Second, nothing in his hand can go wrong. Most times things go wrong out of his hand. Many people's lives go wrong out of his hand. But even if in his hand there is a challenge, he will repair it. He said the clay was marred in the hands of the potter and he molded it according to how he desired it to be. In Jeremiah chapter 18. Thirdly, nothing in his hands ever remains the same. Five loaves and two fishes could not remain five loaves and two fishes once it passed through his hands. So if I handed over my year of 2025 into the hands of God, that year cannot get out of hand. If I handed over my year of 2025 into the hands of the Lord, that year cannot go wrong. If I handed over my year of 2025 into the hands of God, that year cannot remain the same. Very important. Approach the new year, the new season with appreciation. Number two, completely hand over the new season into his hands. Number three, refuse to dwell on the past. When we talk about the past season, refuse to dwell on the past. In Luke chapter 9 and in verse 62, Luke 9:62, and Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom. You refuse to dwell on the past. The past includes everything that is behind you in the year that is past. What are we dealing with? First, refuse to dwell on failed expectations of the past. This was my expectation in 2024. It couldn't come to mind. No, that's not where to dwell. Refuse to dwell on failed expectations of the past. I tried this, or I look forward to this last year, it didn't happen. No. Refuse to dwell on failed expectations of the past. Number two, refuse to dwell on lost opportunities of the past. Lost opportunities meant that the opportunity was there, but for one reason or the other, the opportunity just slipped out of your hands. And there are times you'll be asking, what did I do wrong? Where did I miss it? The truth of the matter is that there is no future in the past. There is no future in the past. You don't progress backward. There is only a future in the front. Refuse to dwell on lost opportunities of the past. Thirdly, refuse to dwell on negative memories of the past. There are some people that depress themselves by remembering some things in the past. Refuse. Anything that does not contribute to your joy is not qualified for your attention. Anything.
We live in a highly depressed world today. Where if you want to, you can depress yourself by all manner of garbage in the air. Refuse. We are talking about maximizing the new season. If there is going to be a future in this season, this is very important. There are some that must remove certain pictures or certain messages or certain things in their possession. The thing that you look at afresh that charges you negatively. That is number three. Number four, so approach the new season with appreciation. Completely hand over the new season into his hands. Refuse to dwell on the past. Number four, be open to and believe for the new possibilities and opportunities of the new season. Be open to and believe for. First, be open to it. Second, believe for it. Be open to and believe for the new possibilities and opportunities of the new season. Like we said earlier on, and I'll go over it again. First, every season comes with divine pregnancy for delivery. Every season comes with divine pregnancy for delivery. Psalm 110 verse 3. He said, thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness, from the womb of the morning. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. The purpose of womb is delivery. And this is prophetic for somebody, because if you have a womb and the devil said you shouldn't have a child, that devil is a bastard liar. Your children are released. So the morning has a womb. And the womb is to deliver. So every day comes with a delivery. Every month comes with a delivery. Every year comes with a delivery. That is what to look out for. You look out for and believe for the deliveries. Every season comes with divine pregnancy for delivery. Number two, second, every new season is designed to be an improvement on the previous. Is designed to be an improvement on the previous. There is no stagnancy in God. He said the path of the just is a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18. So, 2025 has been designed to be an improvement on 2024 in all realms. Don't allow the devil to cause your mentality to be fixated on how things were last year. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. And before January is midway, it will be clear to somebody that this year is better than last year. It will be confirmed in somebody's life that this year is better than last year. If you are that one, you shout the loudest amen. Amen. Say after me, Lord, I say this new season is better for me than the past season. In every way. In every way. You know the Bible said, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Let it be unto you according to your faith. Finally, not finally, number five. Be sensitive to receive God's voice of revelation or direction for the new season.
be sensitive to receive God's voice of revelation, God's voice of direction for the new season. Before God does things, he says things. And God said, and there was light. Be sensitive. In Psalm 85 and in verse 8, he said, I will hear. What God the Lord will speak, I will hear. God has something to say. God has something to say. Listen, listen. Pay close attention. For God has something to say. You listen. His voice of direction. And I want to suggest like three or four things that God may want to say. One, something he wants you to know. God may say something to you he wants you to know. And knowledge brings freedom. You shall know the truth, and the truth makes you free. Just know this. And knowledge begets faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Just, I want you to know this. Second, it may be something he wants you to pay attention to. There is this thing that you are not paying attention to. Kingdom service, your covenant practice, ordering your life instead of dwelling carelessly. I'd like you to pay attention to this area of your life, your relationship. You are too distant from your wife or husband, as the case may be, or your children are too much on their own. There are things that God may want you to pay attention to. So, thirdly, it may be something he wants you to do differently. You have done this kind of thing like this all this while, and this is the kind of results you are seeing. Why don't you do it differently? Something he may want you to do differently. A business approach, a ministry approach. Do this differently. The voice of God is a trigger for change. Everything changed in the life of Moses as he heard God. When we are talking about hearing God, it's not necessarily like you are hearing me with a microphone now. It can come in the dream of the night. It can come in the still small voice. It can come in an inward witness. It can come while you are reading the Bible. He wants you to do something differently. Somebody say aloud, amen. Can somebody lift your hands and say after me and say, Father, let me not miss your voice for this season. Help me not to miss you, Lord, in Jesus' name. So what have we said so far? To maximize the new season, number one, approach every new season with appreciation. Number two, completely hand over the new season into his hands. Number three, refuse to dwell on the past. Number four, be open to and believe for the new possibilities and opportunities of the new season. Number five, be sensitive to receive God's voice of revelation or direction for the next fall. The new season. Number six, be prompt in obedience. Or be prompt in obeying God's voice. That is the voice of revelation or direction. Be prompt in obeying. Isaiah chapter 1 and in verse 19, he says, if they be willing and they be obedient. If ye be willing and obedient, You shall eat the good of the land. There are people who have their book full of revelations, full of directions, full of instructions. But where the problem lies is the action. God said this, God said that, God showed me this, God showed me that. And there is no revelation without responsibility. It is the responsibility of the revelation that brings the possibilities out of the revelation. Say that again. It is the responsibility of the revelation that brings the possibilities out of the revelation. What is this vision showing me? What is this revelation saying? So let me say three things as we move to the seventh and final point. The power of obedience. Alright? I already said one. Every revelation comes with responsibilities. Can note that as the first point. That is 6A. And it is the responsibility of revelation that brings the possibilities out of the revelation. Thirdly, the power of obedience is in its promptness. Obedience is powerful when it is prompt. Obedience is powerful when you act on time. You get more results when you strike the hot iron on time. God spoke to Abraham and Abraham departed. He wasn't waiting for nobody, wasn't consulting nobody, and he departed. Secondly, or thirdly, the good of the land will always answer to the willing and the obedient. There is good in the land, but it will always answer to the willing and the obedient. The unwilling and the disobedient never eat the good of the land. Never eat the good of the land. It answers to the willing and the obedient. If you be willing and you be obedient. The question somebody would ask God is, Lord, is there something you have said that I have not heard? Or is there something you have said that I am not obeying? Hallelujah. Somebody say aloud, amen. The final thing I'll say here, I don't know if it's number five. How are you numbering it, media? When obedience is complete, struggle disappears. I said the power of obedience is in its promptness. I hope you wrote that down. When obedience is complete, struggle disappears. In the wedding is in Cana of Galilee. There was no struggle between pouring the water and fetching out the wine. Fill the water pots with water. They filled it. No struggle needed. No extra prayer. They just took the water. It was already wine. Struggle disappears. If there is any area of struggle in anyone's life, I declare its disappearance now in the name of Jesus. Say amen. Say it loud. Amen. Media, can you put it on the screen what I have said on number six so far? That's right. I said the fifth thing. When obedience is complete, struggle disappears. That's a standalone point. When obedience is complete, struggle disappears. In the wedding in Cana of Galilee, we saw that example. Finally today, maximizing this new year entails number 7, that you be lost in kingdom soul winning assignment. Kingdom soul winning assignment. Luke chapter 22 verse 35. Luke 22:35, he said, and he said unto them, when I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said, nothing. When I sent you without purse, without scrip, without shoes, did you lack anything? And they said, nothing. He sent them on soul winning assignment in Luke chapter 10. I'd like you to take note of this as you round off on this point. 1. It is not possible to make God's interest your interest, and God does not make your interest his interest. It's not possible. It is not possible for a man to make God's interest his interest, their interest, and God does not make their interest his own interest. It's not possible. James chapter 4 verse 8, he said, draw near unto me and I will draw near unto you. What you do to me determines what I do to you. What you do with me determines what I do with you. It's not possible. The interest of God is the souls of men. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. The interest of God is the souls of men. It's not possible. Secondly, you never lose in life. Winning for the kingdom. You never lose in life winning for the kingdom. You can't win for the kingdom and lose in life. When a football player is playing for the national team and he's scoring goals and playing and scoring, that goal he's scoring is not necessarily for himself. He's scoring a goal on behalf of a nation. He's scoring a goal on behalf of a mega team. And in the course of that, his profile is rising in the team. His profile is rising in the nation. He's becoming a most valuable player. His rating and value increases because he's winning for the team. He's winning for the nation. You never lose in life winning for the kingdom of God. You never lose in life making gains for the kingdom. Bringing gain into the kingdom. In John chapter 4 verse 36. Said, and he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. Hallelujah. The way God has helped us to go about our life. You arrive at the airport, people gather you, you are preaching to them, leading them to Christ. You are at the hospital, you are leading people to Christ. Church service, you are leading people to Christ. Commanding the day, midnight prayer, you are leading people to Christ. Yesterday, somebody sent a message after commanding the day. They said, thank you for teaching us consistency and tenacity of serving God. Just being at it. It's not possible to lose in life making gains for the kingdom. And the win for the kingdom is a loss for the kingdom of darkness. Every soul that is pulled out of hell is a loss for hell.
and a gain for heaven. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 12 verse 11. Say not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Beloved, it is time to become deliberate and intentional about soul winning. Deliberate. Become deliberate, become intentional. My children and I went for a program last year. It was organized by a man. Spends hundreds of millions to organize a program for the winning of souls. We finished preaching there. Altar call, about 1,000 or how many souls. What the man was glowing about was how many souls came to the kingdom. That was his glowing. He was glowing about it. So see the number of souls that were won. Excited. After that, he went to his own village, organized an outreach by himself. He's not a pastor. He's not a pastor. He's a businessman. Relaxing in his billions. Preach with his mouth and won over 500 people with his own mouth. See, that is how many people don't know the secret of people. You can never know the secret of a man until you know their heart for God. A young man met me the other day and he said, this year I have decided that me and God, I will bring at least 1,000 saved souls to church. It's not a pastor. I will win them. Last night after the evening prayer, a man met me out here. I want to build 50 village churches this year. I like the church to show me where those locations are. People are doing things so. Don't sit down and be asking for what God will do for you. Just break the back of the devil and begin to do very aggressive. I like us to be the generation that will make the devil shed tears of blood. This year, let this year be this year between you and God. Don't say I'm counselor, I'm choir, I'm usher. That is a department of assignment. Your major record will come out of how many souls went to heaven directly by your impact. My general altar call here is not enough. That's why I preach still one to one at the airport and preach anywhere I come across people. Do you understand what I'm talking about? This year, make up your mind. And there are two approaches of soul winning. I'm going to deal with this matter intensely in the course of the month. But let me give you two approaches that may help us in soul winning. Number one is genuine love and care for the lost. When your heart is genuine and you have care for the lost souls around you, in your family, in your community. So you show genuine love, care, and interest for the lost. That moves you into praying for people to be saved. That moves you into talking to them. And this month, I trust God to do a real template of soul winning to make it easy for us. I did that, I think, last year briefly, but officially more this year. But you see somebody who is not looking well. He's looking depressed and shabby. Abandoned. You go close to them. No. Is there something wrong? Is there anything you want me to pray about with you? It is well. I'd like you to know God loves you. And you start there. Some people may break down and start crying because we live in a world where people don't care for people. Everybody is left to face their fight and their challenges. And then you now stretch out beyond your comfort zone. Say, yes, I've been battling. In fact, I don't know where I'm going to pay my next house rent. I have a quick notice. My children are out of school. All manner. All right, let's pray to God. Let's trust God for intervention. But this is where it starts from. I'd like you to hand over everything to God, including your life. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And briefly, tell them about the love of God. And then, you show the genuine interest. Not because you wanted to add a number to church or a number to your soul winning list, but you are genuinely concerned about this life. There are people we want to Christ at ShopRite, at other places, that I see in church today. That's my own personal evangelism. The other one said she's in both prayer band and I think sanctuary department. All manner. One is going through Dunamis School of Ministry now, a young lady. All manner. Genuine interest. That should be displayed. For God, John chapter 3 verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Number two, is the sharing of life stories and experiences. Sharing of personal life stories and experiences in God. The woman, Samaritan woman, in John chapter 4 and in verse 29, she said, come and see a man who told me all the things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ? She said that and dragged the whole city of 45,000 people out to meet Jesus. One experience, one story. Is this not the Christ? The troop asked, let's go and see the man. And they all came and saw the man. That was how the whole of Samaria was pulled to Jesus. If you don't know how to preach the gospel, you know how to tell a story. Everybody knows how to tell a story. Everybody knows how to share an experience with your friend, with your classmate, on your old school platform. I'd like to share with you what I experienced recently. And you leave people to their decision. Somebody sent me the testimony of someone yesterday. Beloved, there are things we have not heard at all. This person said she was a sickler in 2005. And God healed from SS to AA in a Rwanda Dunamis church. Has remained AA from then till tomorrow. Yes. Crisis free. Married and giving birth to children. None is sickler. None. I am not aware of that happening. Yes. So, you see, the devil does not care what God has done for you for as long as nobody is aware. The devil does not care what God has done. You know, when Jesus died, the Pharisees caught some people and told them to go tell the story that he did not resurrect, that his disciples told him at night. That was the story that went out, according to scripture. In order to shut the reality of the resurrection. So the devil does not mind to pay or to do anything to make the world to believe that God is not at work. Am I communicating at all? This is the time to be deliberate and intentional about the acts of God. Let your classmates, your friend, your office colleague,
Share it like a testimony, a story. Your own personal experience, how you were afraid to sleep at night. How the forces of oppression tormented your life. How you looked like a shadow of yourself. Until God encountered you and everything changed. Place it on your page. As you see, we have a lot of garbage in our generation. A lot of garbage. It is time to fill the air with positivity and reality. Am I communicating at all? Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God. If there is anything to do with your life, is God first. If there is anything to do with your resources, is God first. If there is anything to do with your education, use it to serve God first. If there is anything to do with anything that you have in form of a page of social media or anything, use it to serve God first. Somebody say aloud, amen. Amen. So proceed and begin to love. And begin to share the love with your colleague. And next proceed to preach to your generation with evidence. Evidence everywhere was a slogan we had at the beginning of this church. Evidence everywhere. Evidence everywhere. Within this week, starting from today, let your evangelism start. Look for somebody in the name. And I want you to make a soul winning target for the year. Don't let the year go so far. Somebody just already said that. He's looking for 1,000 souls. I don't know what you are looking for. Make that target now. And I said obedience must be prompt. I said that earlier on. The promptness of your obedience is this day after Sunday service. Friends, I want to tell the story of my life. Just one story. Of the difference Jesus has made in my life in 2024. But this was how my life is. You put it and let all your friends and your loved ones read. Even if it is somebody you brought to church whose life God changed, they may not even be born again Christians at all. But you invited them or you linked them to command the day or physically, and they got a change of story. It is worth telling. Am I communicating? Say, this is my story, and this is the story of so-and-so friend of mine. The light shines in darkness, and darkness comprehend it not. And you place the story. We can hashtag my dunamis testimony. Just hashtag for the purpose of, in case anybody is trying to find out, is there any possibility for me in this place? It will give a direction. Somebody is trusting for the fruit of the womb and then he came across your own testimony. Somebody is trusting God for healing from hypertension or diabetes and came across your testimony. It will redirect them. If the testimony of the woman can drag a whole city out, I like us to drag our generation to Jesus. Let mine go out. Let yours go out. Let theirs go out. How many of us are ready to do that today? And I'm speaking to all locations everywhere. I believe it is a new day. Beloved brothers and sisters, the things I have said, can we start it one by one? From the beginning, approach the new season with appreciation. Number two, completely hand over the new season into the hands of God. Number three, refuse to dwell on the past. Number four, be open to and believe for the new possibilities and opportunities of the new year. And number five, be sensitive to receive God's voice of direction. Number six, be prompt in obeying God's voice. Number seven, be lost in kingdom soul winning assignment. Hallelujah. How many of you are ready for the year right now? You are ready for the year, fully ready for the year. You are armed. Someone sent me a message last week and said, excuse me, sir, how do I prepare for this year? Just give me some things. I say, wait for next Sunday. That there is a message of preparation for the year coming. And I'm sure that that answered the question of not just that person, but everyone here today. Stand on your feet with a shout of praise. Take your seat again. Take your seat. Take your seat. Take your seat. I thought I'll be, well, I trust God that in second service will be faster than this. Stand on your feet with a louder shout of praise. Lift up your two hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the worship. Give him the dominion. Sovereignty rule. Father, we love you. 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 Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. Be glorified in Jesus' name. Anywhere you are this morning in need of surrender to Jesus, forgiveness for your sins, you want today to mark a new day in your life, quickly stand up on your feet and come forward here and let God receive you. Let your sins be forgiven and let the yoke of sin be broken. Anywhere you are, quickly carry your Bibles, carry your bags and rush to the front here. Quickly. You need your sins forgiven. You need today to mark a new day in your life. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. Quickly step forward here. I'll give you the count of 10. 1, 2, 3, 4. Rededicate your life to Jesus. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You want an addiction broken, a smoking addiction, a gambling addiction, addiction of perversion, immoral addiction. You want the yokes broken. Also, join us forward quickly. Pick your Bibles and your bags and rush forward. I've got my mind made up. And I won't because I want to see my Jesus. So hallelujah. Somebody say a loud amen. Place your hand on your chest just in the front and say after me, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, I receive it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life. Grace to live for God and grace to serve God is released upon you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. God bless you. Hold on 1 minute and then we shall be true. Stretch your two hands in front of you. I prophesy upon your hands. I declare that your harvest will look for you and all that is yours, no devil shall hold back. Systems are put under pressure to lose their peace and sleep and rest until all that is yours is in your hands. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.